Intervju Radija Študent.
Okay, lep pozdrav. Na svoj intervju gostimo člane kolektiva oziroma trije Metam Kine, ki nam na svoj pripravljajo poseben nastop na defonijskem večeru v klubu Gromka. Ob 9:00 je napovedan koncert. Posebnost, oziroma zdaj namest, da bi jih predstavil, bom kar prišel k članom, da se sami predstavijo. So hello guys
hello.
In the studio. Maybe can you first just shortly introduce yourselves, so that...
My name is Jérôme Nettinger, I am part of the group Metam Kine, and I'm more working with the sound in this project.
With the phone?
With the sound.
Ah, the sound.
My name is Xavier Kerel, I work with film projectors and as well a bit of light in Metam Kine.
My name is Christophe Fauger and I'm also working with film and screen projector.
So, two screen projectors and one sound. I was thinking maybe first, since on the invitation to the concert or also on the internet, the sound part is also described as a dispositif, so can you maybe explain what would that word mean in the context of Metam Kine?
I'm speaking about dispositif because it's not an instrument. It's something I build years after years. And it's a different device which are connected together, like a tape recorder, all analog synthesizer, contact microphone, different sound effect electronics. Mostly analog, and all goes in the main part of it, which is the mixer. And I'm speaking about dispositif because all of this is connected to each other, and it's a word I like to use for this.
Okay, but technically you're not connected. I mean, you work as a free instrumentalist.
Yeah,
exactly. In a way.
And there is some connection because it's possible to have microphone on the film projector to get the sound, and sometimes we have other devices that connect us, but the biggest connection we have is the way we play together. Mm-hmm. It's more by playing than by technical connection.
Okay, and so on the, let's say on the net you have a very special image, or maybe you can just describe a little bit that image or the placement. So you, since you work with the sound and image, you have special arrangement for the audience. And
just about the setup, and after Christophe and Xavier will speak more about the film, but when we started this project, the film projector were like in every context of projection at the back of the room, behind the audience. And it was a problem because the way they work with image is really live. Mm-hmm. So you want to see them because there is really something which is made live. So step by step, we try to set up another way of presenting this project. And so we had the idea of using mirror. So Christophe and Xavier can be on stage under the eye of the audience and close to me, and they project the image into two mirrors that reflect the image to the screen. That's the special setup we use since 91 altogether. After to speak about the image, it's difficult on radio, but...
Yeah, it's kind of difficult.
Well, maybe we will get to that also later. But no, just my image was that all kind of reminded me of, let's say, Platonic cave. So there's the audience sitting and is on something watching. But if you say this positive, I would also think that you try to somehow put the audience into your performance, or maybe put the place of the viewer and listener in the context of...
But the word dispositif, it's something I use for my sound device.
Okay,
it's
okay.
Not used for...
Yeah, but let's quit the word and...
Okay.
Yes, talk about setup. We are more talking about setup, and we try to organize also film and the film part and the film action very close to the music. So we are also set up like a group of music. We are in front of the audience, and so it's also a way for us to work together all together, like a improvisation group of music.
But about the audience, for us, yeah, we are. It depends on the room where we play. But for example, tonight it's a small but beautiful room, and we are very close to the audience because it's a small space. But yesterday we were in Zagreb in a huge place, so there were more distance. So tonight the audience will be very close to us and really into it. So because. For us, it's always important to remember that sound or image doesn't go only through the ear or only through the eyes.
Okay, okay.
You can feel it with your own body. But the audience doesn't take part directly into what we do. But they are, I think they have to, in a way, they have to work with the image and with the sound they give to them. They, if they want, they can build their own... story or whatever, but so in a way the audience is really active.
Okay, so how is, you were talking a bit about it, how is all this depending on space you are performing in? I mean, is it can it be a problem if there's special arrangement of place? Do you have any special like demands? Or
I will say that since 91 we have always managed to set up in the place where we had to play, even in a huge place or even in very small space. So we always that's also why we call ourselves cellule d'intervention, intervention cell, because it's this idea that we can set up anywhere we go.
Okay, before I wanted to present you with my words, but I didn't, but I would use the, like describe you as somehow connected also with musique concrète, so not necessarily like the movement in music, but try to put the... importance on sound and image as an object, so not a way of expressing or representing something. So, well, would you say this is correct, and would you say that, well, that some, let's say, conceptions from what I thought is music concrète are... Like a historical background.
Musique concrète is we started in 48 in Paris with someone called Pierre Schaeffer and soon after Pierre Henry. I mean, it's really a way of working with recorded sound and working also with a speaker, and it's really connected to composition. It's a composition on tape with recorded sound. What we do is more related to improvisation, free improvisation with film and sound. The sound device that I use are really connected to music concrete. But I'm not using this word because I'm not composing. I am improvising with Christophe and Xavier. After, we can say that the three of us, so maybe I'm not going to find the good word in English, but we have a concrete attitude in front of the film or in front of the sound, which was also one of the main ideas from Pierre Schaeffer by using this name. And it's also part of a in démarche, an experimental way of working.
And on film, well, you also don't use exactly images or some prepared representations or well, can you speak about how do you deal with this
with the film
part?
Well, the when you say film, I would say that to project a film, we need an instrument, we need a machine, which is a machine at the beginning, which is a projector, 16mm projector. We have several of them, each, Christophe and I. And with the time, we are considering that machine where there's a button on it you can push on or off. Now we are considering that machine as an instrument. So there's not only that button to push on or off, but we have developed a kind of a lot of ways to play with that instrument. So it's of course with the light, with the speed of the projection of the film, with objects that you can put in between the lens, the projector itself, the lens and the mirror or the screen, your hands, filters, different things. So this is one part of the thing, of the device. And then of course you have the film that you can load in the projector. And this is something else. We also have a kind of, I will say, particular way to work with these films. Christophe and I, we are doing everything as far as we can with the film. It means that most of the time we are shooting the footage. We process negative or reversal. This is maybe a bit technical, I won't go so far in it. Then we make a print. We can also make a kind of spatial effects. We can work frame by frame, and we also process, hand process by ourselves, the prints. And that moment is also very important because normally film is an industry. And when you shoot a film, you send it to a professional lab where all the film from all the filmmakers will go in the same products. And they will all look the same, same style of image. So as soon as you are processing yourself, you can do your own chemicals. You can just read the notice and do the opposite. You can make a lot of experiment. And then you can have your own personal style of image as a result. Of course, we work a lot with grain, matter, contrast, color balance, things like that. So this is also a particular way to, well, our particular way to make film, which is more related to a personal act and to handcraft than to an industry.
So if I got it right, you don't use pre-recorded
sometimes, but very few.
Okay, are you also active in cinema industry apart from that? No.
Not really.
No.
Okay. Well, maybe we can make a short break now, hear some music, and then continue. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, spet smo nazaj, poslušate intervju s člani kolektiva Metankine, ki bo nocoj nastopil na Defoniji v klubu Gromka. So, can you just explain what we are hearing just now?
What we hear, it's a recording I made very close to a highway. Uh-huh. And I didn't record with normal microphone, like the one in which I'm speaking, but with contact microphone, who were attached to the barrier. To the fan, which is on each side of the highway, so I get the sound by the vibration mm-hmm. of it.
Okay, so maybe let's get just a little bit historical now. You said you play in this lineup from 91, but something started at 87, so. Where is this concept coming from? I mean,
in fact, in 87, it's a meeting of four people. There mm-hmm. was Christophe Auger, another Christophe called Christophe Marzal, mm-hmm. another musician called Richard Antez, and me. And it's just the meeting of the four of us mm-hmm. who build this group before any kind of concept. Mm-hmm. And step by step, the project develop itself, change and blah blah blah, and mm-hmm. then at one moment we mm-hmm. we start together with Xavier, who before was more he was since the beginning mm-hmm. a friend of us, but he was more in the audience and mm-hmm. discover it from the audience part, which is also interesting. So it's more a meeting of people than a concept before.
Yes, but the idea of the beginning was also to work image and sound mm-hmm. also together, and also to make also program of film or and program of music or
what do you mean program?
We were also, I mean,
like more classical on film and music. Or?
No, we wanted to uh-huh. act on music and mm-hmm. and film together.
We
were also very. We have the same passion together mm-hmm. About music and also films, experimental film that we didn't know that it was experimental film, that we were very close to cinema, photography and also music. So after that, the combination between together between music and film comes very quickly.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you are, as we're talking, working with sound and image, but you don't, you're not coming from, let's say, this classical perspective of film and music. So maybe, well, just naively, if I put it naively, are you related maybe to some other similar performance or artists? I mean, it's quite rare, but it's not unique, as I...
As I was saying before, the project of Metamkin started because of the meeting of four people, okay. Now three people. It's because it was more this idea of I'm making film, you are making sound, let's work together.
Okay,
it was
okay.
More really this like friends meeting. Yes, spontaneous.
Okay, okay.
Of course, step by step, after we discovered that there was an history of all of this, and we realized that what we call expanded cinema or performance, whatever, had a long history, and that people have done this before in a different way, but it existed. But we were not directly related to, we have no direct influence at the beginning. And after, we discover a lot of things because, as Christophe said, we have also been part of organizing concert or screenings of experimental films, so we were really interested in all the history of this, but it was after the beginning.
Okay, okay.
In fact.
But Metamkin is also the name of the label.
Yeah.
And also, I think it's connected to some laboratory. So, can you explain maybe what are these relations outside of perform?
In a way, it's also the connection between the different things that we do. I mean, I'm more into music, so I've made a label and a distribution catalog. Christophe and Xavier are more into film, so they made their own laboratory. So it's also related to this. Under the name of Metamkin, it's not always Metamkin, but it's connected to this.
What is actually the name Metamkin?
What does it mean?
Yeah.
Nothing directly. It was a very late night. We had to find a name and... We find it at 3 o'clock in the morning, and we.
So it's basically
a sound.
Okay, but it's basically
more than a meaning.
Sorry.
It's more a sound,
more than a meaning.
Yeah.
Basically, it's the trio Metamkina first, and not some like label or something organized.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. The. Okay, let's bring this closely to the end. In more recently, as people can read on your website, you're also working with some other musicians, not just from improvised world, but also from, well, various stuff. Can you just explain a bit what is, let's say, Metamkine doing now in means of collaboration? If there are any.
There have been more collaborations in the past than nowadays. Metamkin, c'est une intervention, is really the trio you are in front of, you have in front of you. But we did a collaboration with other filmmakers, other musicians, because it's part of improvisation. So, yes, we did some concert with Tom Cora, or with Günther Müller, with Nartluff, with Voicecrack, and we also did a lot of collaboration with some English people called Loophole Cinema, and there was it was a nice way to improvise with other people who are interested in this confrontation of sound and film. And after, each of us, we have other projects out of Metamkin, which also are connected with improvisation and more with film or more with sound or also together. So in a way, we are always in this way of working with improvisation, not only together.
And yeah, before we were talking maybe more technological stuff. Do you intendedly avoid more digital or modern equipment? I mean,
internally,
I would say you use more analog stuff.
We are using the tools or the instruments that we like. So, I mean, a violin is still existing. A violin player still play music, even if you can also make electronic music with computer. But I don't think there's a kind of hierarchy. So if you like to play violin, just play violin. If we like the presence, the color, the matter of a film projection more than a video projection. So as long as we will be able to find raw stock film projectors, I mean, I can't say forever, but I can also evaluate. But for the moment, I don't feel bored by this media, by this. So I still have pleasure to work and play with that. So I play and work with that.
Yes, and it's also we know how to use this instrument, this production of image. We like it very much. And we haven't discovered everything also in about film production or film film screening. So because of that also, if we were in a moment, okay, I know everything, I have understood everything about films, and I want to go on digital because it's new instrument. It's not that story. So for me, it's not a void, absolutely digital things. It's more another language, it's another story, it's another work, and also we have to learn about it. And so it's also for us not easy, because we are making film for 20 years now. So it's we are more easy in this with this language, this instrument, that with computers or digital or video playing.
Okay, that's maybe another interesting topic, but I think our time is now up. So let's just divide the audience. You're playing tonight in Club Gromka at when? 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock, and it's nice to speak with you, but it's very difficult to explain. Walking with image, so it's really something you have to see.
Okay, so
important to come tonight.
No, skratka, kot ste slišali, danes večer v živo, trio Metam Kine v klubu Gromka ob 9. uri zvečer. Z vami in z bendom pa sem bil Aleš.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Thanks.
Intervju Radija Študent.